Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity news commences our program again for this edition. We note from the Ionospheric Prediction Service, the Department of Meteorology, the Australian Government organisation located in Sydney, New South Wales, that solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 87, and the daily smooth equivalent sunspot number has fallen to 30. Now, disappointingly, those figures are expected to decrease in the immediate future, and predictions are that the solar radio flux will drop to 80, that's 80, and the smooth sunspot number will fall to 20, that's 20. So as we move through the closing phase of solar cycle 24, we note that good reception on the higher frequency bands, on frequencies above about 12 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distances, will continue to be unreliable. However, frequencies above 12 or 14 megahertz on daylight paths will be rather good. The present sunspot cycle, number 24, is expected to continue until about this time in year 2017. It was originally thought that the new cycle, that's number 25, would have started by now, but that is not the case. So latest estimates from professional observers is that the new cycle should start about mid-2017. Now, some shortwave station news. Breaking news this week, of course, is that as from June 26, the Russian language service of Radio Liberty, Radio Free Europe, will be stopping. That's on shortwave. The programs will still be available after that time on a website of Radio Liberty. The Russian service of the program will be also continuing on medium wave, on a frequency of 1386. It's not known why this decision has been made. It's the Radio Liberty, Radio Free Europe, is part of the US government's IBB facility in Washington. Broadcasts from various relay stations in Europe and the Middle East. It began shortwave broadcasts on March the 1st, 1953, under the name of Radio Liberation. Now, the station aims to spread values of democracy and civil society, addressing the audience of those countries in which freedom of the press is either prohibited or restricted by the authorities or has not yet become the norm of society. So there's going to be a few further gaps in the shortwave frequency spectrum after June 26, when the Russian service of Radio Liberty and Radio Free Europe, with their combined broadcast, actually are planned to leave shortwave. That information from the website of Radio Svoboda. Actually, the website's in Russian, but that was a translation made with the Google service. So that's some unfortunate news, but yet another major shortwave broadcasting organisation is closing down. Winter has arrived here in Australia, and particularly in Melbourne, Victoria, with morning temperatures hovering as low as 1 or 3 degrees about local sunrise. This means that 6 megahertz spectrum is now providing good signals much later, up to 3 hours post sunrise, dominated by transmissions from Europe, Africa, Middle East, and Asia. This is a summary of notable frequency occupancies observed recently since the start of the winter season. Across the time span 2200 to 2230, that's 0800 to 0830 local time here in Victoria. Many Chinese transmissions are using the 49 meter band at this time. And this is the summary. 5865, Radio Fardar, the IBB station broadcasting from Kuwait in Persian. 5890, Thailand, the BBC from Nakhon, relay station there in English. 5970, the Voice of America from its relay station in Udon, Thailand, in Chinese. And 5975, China Radio International from the transmitter site near Beijing in Chinese. And 6010, China National Radio Network 11. That's the minority language service, broadcasting from a transmitting site believed to be located at Baoji, B-A-O-J-I, in Tibetan. And on 6025, the People's Broadcasting Station at Lhasa in Tibet, China, with Tibetan language programs. And 6075, Radio Taiwan International, with transmissions in Chinese. And China National Radio Network 1 from Beijing, broadcasting on 6080 in Chinese. And 6090, Radio Kaduna in Nigeria, the domestic service in local languages. 6195, Singapore, the BBC from the Kranji relay station, broadcasting in English. And 6145, China, the People's Broadcasting Station at Xining, it's uncertain what the English pronunciation of that is. Anyway, it's in the province of Qinghai, broadcasting in Chinese. And 6130, another China outlet, Lhasa, the People's Broadcasting Station, they're broadcasting in Tibetan. So that was a short summary of some signals in the 49 metre band observed here in Melbourne during our early winter in the time span 2200 to 2230. In our Melbourne mid or early afternoon period, the 31 metre band has been providing quite good reception as we move into winter, particularly between 0330 and 0400. Now this is a selection of items monitored recently in that time span. 9505 Adventist World Radio from the Moosburn, Austria relay station with transmissions in Persian. And 9600 China, the People's Broadcasting Station at Xinjiang, broadcasting from the transmitter site at Urumqi, or Urumqi in Chinese. It's the regional station. 9730, very strong signals from Radio Romania International with English. And 9790, China Radio International in English, broadcasting via the relay station provided by Radio Havana, Cuba. 9800, Deutsche Welle, from the Nauen relay station in Germany, broadcasting in Swahili. And 9710, Radio Havana, Cuba, broadcasting in Spanish service. 9660, the Vatican Radio, from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station, with programs in Swahili. And 9515, the Voice of Turkey, broadcasting in English. And in the 25-metre band, these signals noted between 0330 and 0400. 11750, the Voice of America, using the relay station provided by the Vatican Radio at Santa Maria di Galleria, the transmissions in Somali. And 11770, China Radio International, from the transmitting site at Kashi in China, the transmissions in English. And 11780, Radio Nacional de Brasilia, the high-powered station, broadcasting its domestic service in Portuguese. 11800, another frequency for Radio Romania International in English. And 11895, the BBC from the Oman relay station with transmissions in Persian. And 11960, China National Radio, Network 1 in Chinese. And 11970, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, with its Arabic broadcast. 12035, Diwa Radio, or actually it's the Voice of America carrying the Diwa Radio programs from the IBB in Washington, broadcasting in Pashto from Kuwait. And a little later, in our time span, we look now between 0430 and 0500, 12030, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Hebrew. And 12015, NHK Radio Japan, broadcasting in Spanish over the relay station provided by World Harvest Radio International in the USA. And 11980, the Voice of Turkey in Turkish. So good reception there as we move into winter here in eastern Australia or southeastern Australia. 25-metre band and 31-metre band. Good signals from most continents in our early afternoon period. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.